Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Philadelphia's foible could be fodder for other cities' forays into providing broadband access to residents. Let's probe that possibility with Tony Abraham, author of the Technically Philly article on lessons other cities can learn from Philly's failed municipal broadband project. Tony, thanks for being here on this snowy day.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, Philly was a pioneer in offering access, and that was long before last week's FCC determination on net neutrality. We'll talk about that, but first take us back to those heady days of 2004.
So this was over 10 years ago, and Philadelphia was pursuing an option other than traditional internet service providers. They wanted to provide public internet access as a kind of a cheaper, more affordable way for less well-off citizens to be able to access the internet.
A wonderful idea. How much did it get past the theory stage to actual implementation?
It took, it started in 2004. It took until about 2006, 2007 until it could be implemented. And it started off on a small scale. It was relatively successful. It never got to be citywide.
This required a public-private partnership. Are there obvious fingers to be pointed at which of those two aspects failed in this regard?
So it started off as a public-private partnership, and what it ended up being was mostly privately handled. What happened was the city was taking bids for internet service providers to build the infrastructure in Philadelphia. What happened was a lot of politicking, a lot of lobbying by big telecom, and what happened was the city ended up taking what is now considered a bum deal from an internet service provider called Earthlink. Earthlink more or less strong-handed their way into not only building the infrastructure, but also owning it and operating it. So Wireless Philadelphia, which was set up as a nonprofit to oversee the entire operation, was kind of, they took a backseat to Earthlink.
And so Earthlink came crashing down to terra firma.
Yes.
What are other cities doing now that have profited by that experience?
So what happened with the FCC vote was they reclassify internet service providers and they fall under a public utility, as would cable. So that means they are now regulated as such and seen as more or less on the same level as municipal broadband.
So when the Earthlink cookie crumbled, what happened with those pieces?
The whole initiative, it failed in a sense, but it really rallied the digital inclusion community. So in 2009, after President Obama's stimulus, the city and over 50 nonprofits and community organizations got federal funding through that program to start what became KeySpot. What that did was bridge the digital divide by adding over 70 centers for people to come learn how to use computers and have access to the internet. What Wireless Philadelphia failed to do was, although we provided internet access, we forgot to teach people how to use the internet. So there were people who did not know how to use the internet, about 40% of the population. It was a lot like handing a Mandarin dictionary to an English speaker.
So take us to 2015. What percent of residents still don't know how to use the internet?
It's about 20%.
And are there specific efforts to reduce that number even further?
We still have KeySpot. It still exists. There are still about 50 centers throughout the city.
Down from a high of 70.
Mm-hmm. What happened was the federal funding ran out, and the city tried to keep it alive by injecting it with more money.
You've cited KeySpot. What are lessons learned specifically from that endeavor?
What KeySpot did that Wireless Philadelphia failed to do is include the entire community, and by KeySpot, including over 50 nonprofits and community organizations. They proved that we can do this if we work together, and that is the moral of the story.
Collaborative rather than competitive.
Exactly.
Tony, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Tony Abraham, contributor to Technically Philly and author of this article on lessons other cities can learn from Philly's failed municipal broadband project.